Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to the one and only Shysters Radio Podcast. This week we have a special edition because my brothers are both really busy with badminton and such. So I brought on my good friend, golf professional, That's poker correct. Extraordinaire.
Absolutely, you know it.
Colton Cosmo Craner. How you doing, Colton?
I'm on Twitter, everybody. Cosmo Craner. Follow me, because the one important thing in life is the most followers out of anyone is really important.
It is a popularity contest, but usually, see, this is how these work on these podcasts. Usually you save the plugs till the end.
No, I'm saving it right for the very first point. Cosmo Craner, lowercase letters, no capitals.
Okay.
See, I'm just joking. Okay,
yeah, we're good. We'll save it for the end. Okay. They got to make a decision on your first grader.
That's good. All right, fair enough.
All right, so we got a bunch of stuff to talk about this week. Me and Colton have a couple things in common. In that we both love golf and poker. They're probably our biggest passions
Absolutely.
In life, right?
You bet.
So we'll get into that a little bit and then talk about some things that, I don't know, my brothers don't find as interesting as, you know, the normal, you know, what kind of monkey would you be questions. So
it's a great question right there.
Yeah. All right. So anyways, let's kick things off. We just talked about this baby boomer era. You know, our parents... retiring now, retirement
yeah,
age.
Yeah, my dad is 65 and my mom's 58, so they're right in that age group there.
Right. So we just went for a nice little evening stroll and talked about how all ambition from that age group is gone, in that they seem content with waking up, going to work.
9 to 5 every day.
9 to 5, living to die. Is what it feels like. You know what I mean?
Just
that's what it feels like.
Waiting to kick the bucket, eh? That's all it is to it. So,
And so my question to you is, do you think that this is just... Is this just an age trend, or is this a generation thing? Like, when we are 50, are we going to be content with a 9 to 5, provide for the family, and get, you know, and live to die? Or are we going to want to kick ass like we do now, you know, at our age?
I hope not. I really hope that I'm going to be like Texas Dolly, still playing poker tournaments at 75 years old, probably taking home random girls. No, I'm kidding. He has a wife. I know he's married. I think it's definitely a generation thing, though. Like, nowadays, like Jamie was saying, we have our parents work 9 to 5 every day. Their goals growing up were to buy a house, have the car, have the kids.
Mm-hmm.
My goal right now is to basically play golf, play poker. If I buy a house within 20 years or not, that's fine with me. Renting's cool.
Pursuit of happiness.
Yep.
I think that means different things than it used to, for sure. Because, like you said, the checklist is way different now than it was back in the day. I watched a TED Talk. I don't know if you've seen any TED Talks.
No, I haven't.
On the internet?
Nope.
There's one, it's one called The List. You guys can look it up. It's on YouTube as well. And it's basically talks about how people's goals in life are elementary school, go to high school, go to university, get a job, get a girlfriend, get promoted, get married, get promoted, get promoted,
nice.
Get a house, get promoted, retire, and die. You know, that's generally people's process in life, but that's changing in that people are choosing alternative paths more and more and following what they really want to do instead of just traveling the safe route, so to speak.
So let me ask you the question.
Okay.
What's your goal here, Jamie, in 20 years, 30 years, when you get down to that retirement stage? What are you going to try and shoot for?
Well, you know, I have no idea what I will want in 20 years. But I know a couple of things. I know that what makes me happy now, which is working hard, like acquiring wealth, gets me excited.
Yeah.
I like working to try and make money. And I realize that making money is going to be an important thing in my life in that it's a way to keep score. It's something always to work towards.
Right.
And I'd like to live a good lifestyle, a privileged lifestyle. So I don't know where I'll be in 20 years, and I may lose that. But right now, that's what makes me happy, is getting stuff done, personally. I don't know. How about you? What's your driving motivation?
Well, first of all, I'm almost a full-fledged CPGA professional.
That
come
is. Come
down to the LCC Country Club for some lessons from Cosmo Craner on Twitter. No, I'm just kidding.
No, seriously, though. Colton Craner, he is an instructor at the Lethbridge Country Club. And you're full-carded?
Full-carded PGA, CPGA, pardon me.
Yeah, and he teaches lessons. He can take you out for a round, give you some pointers. So if you're interested in improving your golf game, go check that out for sure.
But no, getting back to the question, like, basically I remember in high school, they would always ask you, what's your five-year goal?
Right.
And I would say, I want to be a head pro by the time I'm 25 years old. That was my goal in high school. I wanted to get a university degree by the time I was 22. I'm not quite there, a little bit late, a little too much partying and going out, but
right.
Hopefully next year I'll be able to tackle that.
Well, that changes. Everyone has that urge for a while, you know what I mean?
And then when I was 18 years old, I remember saying that I wanted a house by the time I'm 26, 27. That's kind of changing now, though. I don't really want that mortgage payment coming out every month.
Right.
But nowadays, like, we're talking about retirement. Remember on our walk, we're saying how retirement at the age of 50 is just pretty much a dead end, right? We're saying how these guys down at the country club, I'm not mentioning any names, they get up at 6 in the morning.
Like, all of them. All the 50-year-olds that we know.
Like, it's so painful. Like, they come down there, like, they're great guys, don't get me wrong, they're awesome guys, but they come down there at 6 in the morning, they play their 18 holes, they're done by 9:30, then what? They go home. They have a nap probably at 10:30 till 12:30. They have their afternoon sandwich. They go cut the grass. That's the highlight to their day. And then they go to bed by 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
That's it.
Like
that. See, that is the question.
I don't want that.
Is that generational or is that genetics? Right.
I don't want to find out. I don't think because if I'm 50 years old and that's what's going to be with me, I don't know, Jamie. I really don't know if that's what I want. I want to be like Texas Dolly. I want to be out there playing cards, traveling the world, going to Madrid on the EPT,
right,
Las Vegas World Series of Poker.
It's a naive mindset. That's what everyone will tell you.
Right.
But I hold the same one in that I know Kevin Smith, he's had a big influence just over the past couple of years as I've listened to his podcast. And he preaches two things that kind of got through to me over the years. One is that he tells a story about his father and that he worked dead-end jobs that he hated,
mm-hmm.
right? He didn't want to do, like, a mailman. And he'd go to work and slave away every day. And, you know, worked hard hours to get by, to pay for the family. And one day when he died, Kevin's brother was in the, ambulance as he was dying.
Mm-hmm.
And he was screaming. Like, screaming as he was dying, right? And, When he heard this, he kind of realized that no matter how you live your life, we all die screaming, is like his motto in life.
Right.
And
right,
it kind of sums up, you only get one shot.
Absolutely.
No matter, you know, so give it up, give it your all, do everything you can.
Absolutely.
So that's kind of one of the mindsets that I hold going forward. And the second thing is that being a why person instead, like a why instead of a why not guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't hate those people, but I hate the mindset when you're like, hey, let's do something. And they're like, why? That's stupid.
Just go and do it. Just see what happens.
Why
right?
not?
Just go and do it.
What? You're not going to lose anything.
What's the worst thing that can happen? Like, for example, Betsy on the weekend here, leading into our next topic, this American girl that I met at a particular bar here.
Which one? Give him a plug.
Soundgarden.
At Soundgarden.
Yeah, over 21 is the age limit. But I'm sure if you look like you're 17, they'll probably let you in there. So
just to clarify for international, the drinking age is 18, but this club is 21 and 21 over.
21 and over, that's correct. So Cosmo Craner, having a good time, 22 years old. He's at Soundgarden, and he meets this American girl. Her name's Betsy. Not too bad looking, but I am pretty intoxicated. I'm not going to lie. So,
right. Americans are pretty good looking on average, like American girls.
She was cute. She actually was, I think. And she was dead sober, though. She was driving her friends.
Wow.
And I'm
at Soundgarden.
Yeah, really. So I don't know why, but hey, you know what? She was my bad. Started dancing with her, and next thing I know, she's saying, "You're hammered." I'm just like, "Well, no, not really. I'm a little bit drunk, but not too bad."
Right.
And she throws this question at me. She says, "What is the capital of South Dakota?" Jamie, and do you know, Jamie, what the capital is?
I have no clue. I have no clue, man.
Craner, Cosmo Craner, being...
yourself.
Being myself.
You don't have to talk in third person.
I'm being myself. I actually knew the question. I don't know how, but I knew
it. What is it?
It's Pierre. Pierre.
Pierre.
Pierre, yeah, is the capital of...
Gosh.
And Bismarck is North Dakota. So I knew that. And she's like, "Wow, you're actually dead sober, aren't you?" I'm like, "Yeah, I'm dead sober." No, I'm just like beyond drunk. Got her number. Haven't called her back yet, but...
She live here?
She does. She goes to university here.
Out of state. That's pretty scary that she was sober at Soundgarden.
Dead sober.
That kind of worries me.
I have to be drunk there just to walk in the door. Like.
Yeah. It's not a good time, that place.
Would you ever marry an American girl?
Or
would you ever date an American girl?
I'd date or marry anyone. But yeah. The thing is, we've talked about it before. I'm not really a fan of the whole American ideal.
You know what's funny?
Ideology.
I actually follow American politics more than I follow the Canadian politics.
I think that's pretty standard
in Canada. They influence us a lot more than we, of course, influence them. That's a given.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
Like, for example, if someone would ask me who the vice president of the U.S. is, I would know Joe Biden is the vice president.
Right.
For example, if you had, could say who is the premier of Alberta.
Yeah,
I would just be like, some Redford girl just got elected, but I wouldn't know her first name, though. Like, stuff like that, so...
Yeah. Like, I have no clue. Yeah. I'm the same way. And the thing is, and I don't even think this is a Canadian issue. I think this is a worldwide issue in that their politics affect a ton of the world policy.
Yeah.
They affect the world a ton, and the world doesn't have a say. Only the United States has a say. And I'm sure that's where some of the hatred comes from.
Just look at the recession of what happened here in 2009, how it affected a global environment, and not just the U.S., but it affected China, Japan.
Yeah, we've got issues.
So,
yeah, so, I don't know, man. I'm not generally a fan. It's probably just because I've grown up right beside it, but I don't like how they're very aggressive. They're very defensive in nature. And, like... patriotic, but in a bad way, you know what I mean? Like, in a way that I don't
absolutely.
Like. When we had the Olympics here, we were patriotic, but in a different way.
Right, yeah.
They're kind of, I feel like they're, like, rub it in your face, we're the best, you're the worst.
Right.
Whereas here we celebrate our cultures and stuff like that. I don't know. How about you? Do you like the States? Like, what's your favorite and your least favorite country in the world?
I would absolutely love to go over to Europe and travel.
Well, Europe is a continent.
No, I know, but I'm just saying that I would love to go over to Europe and live. Like, Germany would be absolutely amazing.
Right.
That would be probably my number one place to go and live and stay and play poker. I don't know how big of a poker metropolis it is, but I know it's expensive in Germany. I know that for sure, because my brother went there. Traveled around, went to Italy for school, but went through all this European states and countries there.
Right.
But
well, I'm sure it's a relative. You know what I mean? Like, Victoria is really expensive, and I hear Toronto's expensive. But then you go to some nowhere town in Canada, it's not expensive.
Nova Scotia. Go live on the East Coast.
Yeah.
That's where I'm from. Good old Church Point, Nova Scotia. Born in Yarmouth, and. Although the gas is expensive over there, at $1.50.
Yeah.
But housing is dirt cheap.
Yeah.
So.
I don't know, we should set something up. I know there's some poker players that listen to this. We should set up some kind of grindhouse somewhere around the world. Maybe when legislation comes back, move to the States for a year. Even though I'm not a huge fan, it'd still be fun because it's a warm climate and stuff.
Yeah. No, that'd be sick. That would be good.
Yeah, man. Okay. Let's cut to... Amy Says. Cool?
Let's do it.
We'll be right back. Hey guys, this is not Amy. This is Jamie. She actually has a dance festival this week, and we weren't able to catch her before she left. But I did get some news about how she's doing, and I'd like to congratulate you, Amy, on your top mark in your class of 91 in your jazz solo. That's really amazing. I'm really proud of you, and hopefully you'll make it back for next week's Shysters Radio. Now let's head back to the show.
Can you blow my whistle, baby, let me know. Girl, I'm gonna show you how to do it, and we start real slow. You just put your lips together, and you come real close. Can you blow my whistle, baby, here we go.
And we're back, everyone, from Amy's segment. Let's talk a little bit more about what we like to do in golf and poker. What about these games do you, you know, makes them what they are? What do you enjoy so much about them?
First of all, I love making money. That's number one.
Right.
Growing up, of course, when I was 12, 13 years old, playing the game of golf, there's no money to be won in it. It was basically just go out there, practice, of course, work on your swing, go to the driving range. My dad would drop me off in the morning at 8 o'clock, wouldn't come home till 10. And that's where I really first found my passion for the game of golf, was through my dad. And just being out there, just being able to constantly improve your swing. And then once people start watching you play and playing with members, just having that title of a good player, I think is really what motivates most people to play not only golf, but poker.
Yeah, there's very much status associated with golf, and even more so in poker, I think. Both are romanticized in that they seem like these amazingly cool, wealthy person type things to do.
Right. Yeah.
But in reality, it's it's not necessarily the case. Like, they take a lot of work, and it's not just a funny game, for sure.
The biggest thing I see, coming from a CPGA professional through lessons,
Colton Craner,
is lots of the time when a person gets a lesson, they think it's going to happen overnight. They think it's going to be a quick change where it's going to happen just like that.
Absolutely.
Where with me, I've been practicing since I was 8 years old, 9 years old, hitting golf balls relentlessly. And
right.
They don't understand the effort that goes into it.
No one does.
For example, I have a new lesson coming up here tomorrow, actually, and the lady golfs once a week, if she's lucky. And she's going to expect from this lesson that she's going to click just like that, it's going to happen just like that, where she has to be down there at least twice a day or twice a week,
yeah,
working on her swing, working on the things that we're working on. If she comes down there just for the lesson, goes back to work, takes the kids to the swimming, then it's not going to work.
Yeah.
She has to be down there committed to a swing thought and one swing thought.
Right.
It's not working on three or four things at once. It's working on one thing at a time.
Both that is true in both poker and golf. And people, when they don't play the games, and they don't understand the true long term, I feel like, in that, like you said, you got to work at a swing for not months but years to continue perfecting it, and it's gonna go in waves. Where it's going to pull back and things are going to get
Absolutely.
Tougher and better. So it's a constant pursuit, there's always a constant goal in both of them.
Absolutely.
You can always get better. There's no end to the whole thing. So.
And I think that's one thing I struggle with in poker, is that I don't put in enough time and effort into working on the stuff that I don't do well enough in poker. Like in golf, I can fine tune exactly what I can work on, either chipping or putting or whatever. In poker, I think it's more difficult to locate a specific area to improve on. Like, your four betting or whatever you're working on.
Yeah.
It's tough to really know what you're doing wrong or what you're not doing.
Because it's very mathematical, right?
That's what it is, too. Yeah.
You can't just tell by looking at the results of a couple of hands, because that doesn't tell you anything. You gotta look at a bunch of hands over a big sample. And then do some hard crunching numbers. I totally agree with you. That's one of my goals for this next month. There's a video series on Deuces Cracked. It's a poker site, poker training site. and it's called Math Attacks, and it's there's, I believe, 31 hour long videos breaking down math within poker. So I'm going to do that this month. I'm going to watch one every day, and it's going to suck because that part isn't fun, I don't think. But even back when I used to play a ton of golf, I never used to work on the stuff I was really bad at that I didn't want to work on, just because I was lazy. Yep. And it's time for that to stop, you know. You got to get down to work and get that shit done.
Like, in golf, we break down players or a lesson into either a feel-type player, or the person learns through reading books, or they learn through different areas. In poker, I think you have the same almost feeling, like the person can learn through either the stats, they can learn through watching a hand be played and knowing what they did wrong, or you can learn through, actually, I believe, feel in poker. I know that sounds a little bit weird, but I'm more of a feel guy in golf, and I feel like my live reads and the way that I play live, not just online, but live, you can get a feel for the way that you're playing, if you're too aggressive or if you're too passive, or et cetera, right? So,
see,
I don't know if you agree with that, Jamie, or not.
Well, no, I do, but it goes under a different name for me, and I would call that game flow and table dynamics.
Right.
In that, and it's something that I don't think online players exploit enough, and it's something I didn't used to explore enough, but I think I do better at now. Just in spots where you think that they can't jam it in light, or, well, I know this is probably getting too technical for the general audience that doesn't play poker, but just based on patterns, you can tell when they're likely to do one thing or another thing.
Right.
Not for sure, but likely, and base that in, so.
I'll be the first to admit that I have never looked at my poker stats. I never have online. I think that's one area that I have to improve on. I do have to do more research. It's like a golf swing. You have to do research on the golf swing. You have to figure out what works and what doesn't. And it goes the same for poker. You have to look at your stats, see what works, what's not working, what you're doing right, what you're doing wrong, and research it through the stats.
Well, see, the thing is, you can't. A lot of times you can't even look at the stats and tell if you're doing good or bad, just because you need such a big sample to really see true results that you can't tell based on that. You have to get input from good players, or you have to, you know, do calculations on the theory of it. So,
all right, should we move on to marriage?
Oh yeah, let's talk
a little bit too technical probably for the general public here. So let's go.
Yeah, this is not a poker podcast, but we're releasing one, by the way.
We should.
Yeah, we are. Oh, me and a friend of mine, Carlos Smith, he goes as online. We're gonna start one up after Scoop, and I'm sure we'll have lots of people on, including yourself.
Perfect. Well, that sounds good.
Talk a little cards. So check that out. Coming up in the future, but yeah, let's talk marriage. We just talked about it a bit on the walk, and I think we agree generally, but let's try and understand the mindset. I think marriage is dumb.
I agree. I absolutely agree 100%. I would be like Gene Simmons, which is off Kiss, the lead singer of Kiss, and he was happily unmarried for 30 plus years. Before he got married to Mrs. Shannon Tweed here not too long ago.
Are they still married?
They just got married. Or did they get divorced?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't followed the story at all.
Okay, no. I know that they were unmarried for about 30 years.
Right.
And then they had some difficulties with their marriage. And then Gene kind of smartened up a little bit and married his playboy wife / girlfriend / fiance / whatever you want to call it.
Right.
But no, getting back to what our thoughts are on marriage. I don't know yet, really. Honestly, I have no idea. It's a tough subject. I'm 22, almost 23 here in July. Jamie, you're a bit younger, so... 20, but...
21 in May.
Like, for my personal preference, I believe marriage is based for the woman. I don't know that most men would probably not... want to have the big reunion or the big
I don't know, that might be generalizing.
Yeah,
I don't think necessarily it's important to all women. I think a lot of it stems from families, in that I think marriage is for other people completely. Like, when you have a marriage, putting a ring on it does not change anything within a relationship, right? It just holds a celebration and tells everyone that you guys are together permanently.
You're saying it's that status type thing, right?
Yeah, it's a status, yeah. Right? So why is that important? Especially with how much money it costs you.
On average, $25,000 for a marriage nowadays. That is absolutely astronomical.
And it's costing you like $20,000 a year in expenses. There was actually a great podcast on Freakonomics Radio. I don't know if you listen to Freakonomics.
I don't.
It's really, it's one of the best podcasts out there. It's, I know it's on economics, so it might sound like really boring, but it's really interesting to listen to. And they talk about the cost of marriage and how much it's costing you nowadays every year to be married. And it just doesn't make sense unless you need that status in your life. I don't like it.
No, I don't like it either. And we're talking about how you can be just common law. And
Right. Common
law and being married are different. People think that they're the same, but there are some differences. My facts may be a little bit off, which is fine, but I know that if you're married, your wife basically owns half your house, half your car, half of what you guys own together.
Right.
But if you're unmarried, basically you can tell your wife or your husband that you'll take the house if you guys do divorce. And she can have the four cars in the driveway. It's not strictly right down the middle. It's a little bit of give and take, right? You decide on...
Whereas if you're married, you may have to liquidate things.
Exactly. You have to sell everything, and then you get whatever. She gets the other half, and go from there. This way, if you're unmarried, not saying that it's good or bad or whatever. It's totally up to the person or the scenario. But if you are unmarried, I think it does. It's better in the long run for...
Well, yeah, and the failure rate in marriages, like, it's just insane that people just split things down the middle 50-50 in their lives when 50% of marriages end up in divorce, right?
Back in the 70s and 80s, if you got divorced, it was a big deal. Like, you were looked upon, you were frowned upon, and it was not a good thing. Nowadays, we're in 2012 now. Seems like if you get a divorce, it's not a big deal anymore. People are getting married three or four times, and people are just, it's not nonchalant. It's just, it's my fourth marriage. And I think that's where marriage has to be taken more seriously again. I think we have to go back to the 70s and...
See, I disagree. I think that the whole idea of marriage should actually be cheapened, in that it shouldn't be as big of a deal as it is now. I think a lot of it stemmed from... religious roots that are being diluted somewhat just based on the amount of cultures that are present today and like the more accepting that we
are
of them. So that, but I don't think it should be as important as it is, because I don't necessarily think that being with one person for your whole life is a necessity, is an important thing to do. I don't think that's true personally. So I'd be fine with having two or three, you know, partners that you have for 10 or 20 years time span, right?
Yeah.
But if you're not enjoying the person, then who's benefiting?
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Why are you doing it?
Absolutely.
Right? It doesn't make any sense. I don't like the whole work on the marriage, and I don't know. Not a fan. But hey, I'm 20 years old. I've never been married.
I'm 22, and I'm just not too sure where I'm going. Who knows? I might meet Betsy again here at Soundgarden, and you never know there, people. You never know if I meet her again, and might be getting married here in 6 months in Vegas or something.
When do you want to get married? What's the year?
Well,
don't disappoint me right now, Grant.
See, I don't want to get married anytime soon, that's for sure.
Okay.
I would rather live with a person for... 7 or 8 years before marriage, if that was the case, and I decided to get married.
Okay.
Because I want to be sure. I really want to be sure of that person is the one for me, and go from there. I don't want to rush into a quick decision, because with me, marriage is not a necessity in life. It really isn't.
Right.
It's more of, I don't want to say a benefit, but I don't know what the word is, but it's not a necessity right now in this... my time frame. Like, if I'm married by the time I'm 30, I don't think I'm gonna be too happy with that. I think probably somewhere around 33, 34, somewhere in there is probably a good age. Like, my parents, for example, Alice and Jerry, if you're out there listening,
Alice and Jerry, shout out.
My dad is 66 years old. I'm 22. So, 44.
My dad's similar. He's 59.
That's when he had me. My mom's 58, 57. So they had me pretty down the road in their life. So,
right.
I think just trying to find that right person is really important. One that you can trust. And my parents, I've never seen them fight ever in my life. And really, I want to be able to find a woman like my mom.
Right.
That's the end goal, really.
Sick shout out to Granner's mom right there.
Love you, mom.
I tend to agree. Like I said, I wouldn't, if marriage was important to someone else that I was with, I wouldn't have any problem getting it done right away. But the thing is, like I said, it's not really a big thing for me. And I don't think anyone that I would end up with in the world, would be a big thing to them either.
So here's a question for you.
Yeah.
If you met a girl, like, tomorrow at Soundgarden.
It's not going to happen.
And you guys start dating for, say, 6 months to a year.
Okay.
And she wants to get married. What do you do? Do you try to go to Vegas, save some money, get a cheap wedding, or do you try...
Listen, I wouldn't care about the wedding, so I'd do whatever want to do.
Right.
Just get it done.
Yeah.
But, you know, I would hope that it wouldn't be a big deal. Like, it would just be a family and close friends type wedding.
Mm-hmm.
At my cabin. A lot of people I know have gotten married at my cabin. Like, my cousin got married there. My aunt got married there. My neighbor. A bunch of people do. It's a really nice setting, so I could see it happening out there eventually.
Speaking of cabins and water and skiing and all that good stuff, like tubing, back in my hometown of Rocky Mountain House, we used to always go water skiing and tubing. And,
oh, yeah, that's money.
Oh, I miss that. Like in Lethbridge here, it's not a whole lot to do around here for that kind of stuff, but... In Rocky Mountain House, it would be basically work the open shift at the golf course, 6 o'clock till 2, jump out, go out to the lake, Crimson Lake.
Right, yeah.
My buddies kind of dropped out a little bit early in high school, worked on the rigs, made some pretty big dough when they were 18, 19, 17, so they have the houses and they have the cars right now and they have the boats.
Right.
And we'd always go out after work and just live it up on the lake.
Yeah.
Tubing is a death trap, by the way. Don't.
No, it's not a death trap. It's a must experience.
No. Well, it is a must experience, but tubing, you're going to die probably.
No. Not even true.
Like,
at all.
When you're whipping around there and you catch an edge and you go, like, somersaulting across the water, it's going to hurt, Stacey.
Yeah, but it's not going to kill you.
No, it won't kill
like,
you.
Like, obviously, going fast on a tube isn't fun.
When
going over waves is fun.
When
on
you
a tube.
Smack a wave and go flying off into the air, it's fun.
Yeah, but you just can't do that at, like, you know, 60 kilometers an hour. You just gotta be going, like, you know. No one likes going fast on a tube. It's not fun.
You hear that, Clint? Yeah, right there.
Yeah,
okay.
Clint.
My buddy Clint always does that. Tries to kill me out there. Crater,
really?
220 pounds, seeing the water. It's gonna hurt pretty. It's gonna break a bone or something. But no, we go always wakeboarding. Have you done that before? Wakeboarding?
No, I used to do it. People will laugh at me that wakeboard. I used to kneeboard. We own a kneeboard.
I don't mind that, actually. The little 360.
I really liked it,
yeah.
It was a lot of fun. But people that wakeboard call me a wannabe for, like, you know, enjoying
the
loser sport of, water sports.
Of the water sports,
yeah.
No, I absolutely loved wakeboarding back in the day and also kneeboarding.
We had 3-person tubes, and we have a Sea-Doo at my cabin.
Yeah.
And not so much anymore, but for a couple of years there, we'd go tubing every day. For a couple hours.
Just...
Like, literally every day. We'd get gas every day to go tubing. And go on, like, 6 or 7 rides a day. It was unbelievable, man. So much fun.
No, I absolutely love it. You know what? Just leaving work at 2 o'clock, going out to the lake, cracking open a beer.
Well,
some
I was
drinks.
Not old enough to drink. Then, but...
I don't think I was either, but whatever.
No, yeah. Now would be a good time.
No, it was awesome. Really missed being back in Rocky for that summer sport, but you know what? Lethbridge here at the LCC is absolutely amazing too, so.
Yeah, man. I agree. All right, we gotta cut to app of the week, but we will be right back. Boom! This week, app of the week. Guess who's here? Cosmo Craner. What's going on, Cosmo?
I just want to introduce the new app of the week. It's called MyFitnessPal.
MyFitnessPal.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
If you want to lose some weight, get in shape, you can track all your calories. You can basically punch in a barbecue chicken sub from Subway, and they're going to find it on there, the exact calories. Everything's right on there for you. If you want to set a weight loss goal, put in your weight, your height, all your stats, and it'll tell you exactly your calorie intake. If you go golfing or whatever, it also tracks your weight loss, your calorie loss.
Oh, that's money.
So it's all on there for all you fitness enthusiasts.
Great. Or the non-fitness enthusiasts.
Absolutely.
If you want to get into it, this is a great way to start. So tell me, how much does this cost on the App Store?
I believe it's either free or for $1.
Free or $1, folks. Come on. 99 cents we're talking here. At the most, get yourself in shape. Live a better life. I'm on that road right now. Join me. Get my fitness pal. Anything else to add?
That's everything for this week. That's perfect. Perfect.
Somewhere underneath the floorboard, I will sweep my garden. Underneath the cupboard lives a mouse, and he discovered there was nothing there, nothing there, to discover.
And we're back, and that just about wraps it up for this week's episode of Shysters Radio. But we have to do our obligatory plugging. You know, I wouldn't get these amazing guests on Shysters Radio.
Thanks, Stapes.
Without, you know, pimping their shit. But first off, I need to send a shout out to our newest Twitter follower. Puts us at big 20. 2-0 Twitter followers. Cassie Dixon, a friend of mine that is actually my neighbor at my cabin. And she has a podcast that I will link in the show description called Hello City, a show about Vancouver lifestyle and stuff like that. So definitely go check that out. And if you want to get in contact with us, add us on Twitter at Shysters Radio. Email us at shystersradio@gmail.com, capital S, capital R. Yeah, just let us know how we're doing. Give us feedback. Tell us what you want to hear. Craner, what are you doing? What do you got going on in your life?
Got a busy week coming up here. Working quite a bit, quite a few lessons going on at the LCC.
Lethbridge Country Club.
Lethbridge Country Club, that's correct. Stop on down, come talk to me. If you guys want some free lessons, I'm always in that ballpark there. I'm a very giving guy, so...
You should give a buy one, get one right now. Can you do that, Craner?
You know what? I'm actually going to post something on my Twitter. I'm going to tweet a question out there about golf.
Okay.
And whoever tweets back Cosmo Craner with the correct answer will receive one free lesson for myself.
Do you hear that? Ladies and gentlemen, Shysters Radio giving out free lessons. Just kidding. Cosmo Craner is giving out free lessons. Okay, so what you need to do to get to know Cosmo Craner and get that free lesson, what's your Twitter address?
Just at Cosmo Craner.
Do capitals matter?
No capitals, no spaces. My real name is Colton Craner, but right. Go by Cosmo Craner off of Seinfeld.
Yeah, I'm too young, but
Cosmo okay. Kramer, whoever is out there, they probably know what's going on there. That's why I came up with that one.
C-O-S-O.
C-O-S-M-O.
Okay, C-O-S-M-O.
C-R-A-N-E-R.
Perfect. So send him a tweet Twitter.
Absolutely. I'll send out a tweet to all you people, and hopefully you can answer it with the correct answer, and go from there with the lesson.
Get that free lesson right on. So check him out at the Lethbridge Country Club. Anything else we need to plug before we sign off?
I just want to thank everyone for listening this week. Thank you, Jamie, for inviting me.
Hey, man. Anytime. It was good, I think. Anytime my brothers are busy, you know, I'll give you a shout. We do have a couple on the list. We got my brother's got some friends. Jonathan Siriano, actually, is one of the guys that wants to come on. And Lindsay Taylor and Anna Lee Mortensen.
That's to be a gong show.
Yeah, they want to come on. So maybe next Monday, if my brothers are still busy... Because we usually go out Monday nights.
Right.
To Scores South. Grab a couple...
Shout out to Scores.
Scores South, yeah. Scores South. It's a great place.
Follow on Twitter. Yeah,
for sure. Okay. So, let's sum it up. Cosmo Craner, Free Golf, Shysters Radio. Thanks for tuning in.
Thanks, guys.
Talk to you later.
Listen.